Okay, so we had four or five very interesting shilas this week. Four or five. One shilah was like this. There was a bacher who was in Tveria. Tveria. Kanira, his yeshiva, learned in Tveria for Hanukkah. Kanira. And he was in Tveria. And he brought with him a box because he was going to buy a certain apartment. He knew he was going to be lighting outside. And so he brought with him a box, and he said, wherever he was staying, the makim amahudr to light. It could be a yaitse inside, but the makim amahudr to light was light outside in his box. When he got there to his, I guess where the yeshiva was staying for Hanukkah, he saw inside the box when he was putting in the oil. He saw, you know, like some of those boxes, they have like a little chimney as a little chimney. So he saw inside the chimney a little spider. A little spider. I think it was like a daddy long legs or one of these types of creatures. Okay. And so he tried to take it out. Now it's in the little chimneys they get in there, like a little small. No? So he's trying in there, he's trying to get it out with his finger. You know, not with his finger, nobody would actually do that. He's trying to get in there with a fork. And he was not being successful. I couldn't get it out. It was too wedged in and he couldn't get it out. So at first he's okay, so it's dead. It's dead. Then he looks and he sees like little finger luck moving and toes. And he sees the whole matzah and he sees it's alive. So he called me a shy like this. He said, if he lights the menorah, so then the daddy long legs over here is not going to have an Arichas Yamin. And what's worse is he's going to have a very slow and painful death. Right? That will last more than a Chatzi Shah. In other words, because all of the heat is going right, is directed toward that chimney, and it could get very hot in there, and it's not pleasant. So he asked me, is he allowed to light the menorah? See that light the menorah?
Sabal chaim.
Yeah, but he's getting a shimush from the virus.
No, he's getting a shimush. That's a shiloh.
Sabal chaim on bugs.
But what did you guys say?
He's getting a shimush.
I must admit. Wait, let me look around. Okay, I see the Rosh Hashiva's not here.
Right?
Okay, the Rosh Hashiva's not here. I got a call about 15 minutes ago. You're giving shir, right? As I was taking off my tefillin, getting ready for Mosef. Yeah, no, Vada, I'm giving shir. I didn't know that you guys still learn on Hanukkah. Okay, so you know, I'll let you talk today because I have only about five or six cases to talk about. But let's see. No, what do you say? What would you say? What would be your first reaction? Mr. Baba Veri says, "What do you mean? This poor little creature has to die. He's a person too, you know, and the whole works, right?" But all them
spiders are people too.
Spiders are people too. What do you say?
Spider lives matter.
Spider lives matter. No, it's always lives.
No, neither of them.
Black spiders.
No, so what do you say? What do you say?
If it was a white spider, never would have
gotten it. Tell me halacha day.
Is it Balei Chaim?
He was not a white spider.
What is it called, Balei Chaim?
Come again?
Is it a vada or a shem?
No, it's a vada. It's a vada, he's going to have Tzar Balei Chaim. We hope he dies. If he doesn't die, he's in bigger trouble. Right? Slow, painful death, the heat and the dust. Not pretty. So he says, what do you mean? Maybe it's a asei of a mitzvah darabanan, doichel loisa, but fascist darabanan. You don't say asei, doichel loisa, say on darabanan. No, you came all the way from another country to help us. Say something. Right? What should we do? Should we light it? What do you say?
He should light the spider.
What?
Light the spider.
The chimney so
the spider dies.
No, so I had a tzad. I got out of tzad like that. What the Oilam is saying now. I had a tzad that maybe you should kill it. Right? That's a tzad. No, listen closely because in Sabra Lechayim, that is rayas from the Gemara Chul. I don't want to go into it now. It's a little bit complicated. I want to get more chanakitik. But there are rayas that if you kill an animal, you're not over in Sabra Lechayim. It's a brayis, it's a big sugya. But the arayis is that maybe you're only over on Sabri Chayim if you do something which leads to a slow, painful death or whatever. But Sam hunting, there's a tshuva from today, the Yehuda about this, that it might not be over on Sabri Chayim. It might not be. If you're just killing an animal, you might not be. So I was thinking, that's 1/8 over here. Is Taka to take the lighter and go up there with the lighter and kill it. That would be maybe 1/8. So that was one thing I was thinking. Another thing I was thinking is, I see from the oilam over here, that there's what's the pashtus? The pashtus is that Sabra L'chaim would be doich over here. What should win, Sabra L'chaim or the Chanukah? What would be the pashtus? What do you say?
Sabra L'chaim's
deraisa. He said, right? Sabra L'chaim's deraisa. Sabra L'chaim is deraisa. The only thing is like this. The other thing is like this. The chayra, when you drive a horse, right? When you ride on a horse, you go on the horse, right? You're a big guy like me, a big shaggy type of creature, you know, like, you get onto the horse, you think he's so happy having you on his back, right? You're coming after a Shabbos, after Chalent, after, he's so happy you're riding on his back, you think it's comfortable for him. I'm not talking about a little guy like you, I mean, like me, yeah? You think he's so happy having you on his back? So why is it mutter? So Taisus and Baba Mitzi and Daflamid Aleph asked the Kasha. Why is it mutter? The horse is talking about a horse, but why is he so happy you have it? So Taisus says, the Rebbeinu Shalala made animals today the Shamsheni. He made animals. The people that are upset that you're wearing a fur coat and fancy alligator shoes and belts, right? They're missing the point. The Rebbeinu Shalala gave us the animals to serve us. To use. As the Taichin Tais is like this, to use and not to abuse, okay? Not to misuse. So you're allowed to cut off his, I mean, you kill him first, right? But you're allowed to cut off his fur and make it into a coat. You're allowed to cut off his paws and make it into shoes, the clay, right? You're allowed to do all these things because you're allowed to use, the Rebbeinu Shalom gave us animals to use. People that think there's like, it's not Ben Adam, you know, it's Ben Adam Chaveira, Ben Adam Lamokim, Ben Adam Lesusa, it's not like that. The word is that the Rebbeinu Shalom gave us animals for our usage. That's how it goes. However, here I'm a suffix. So here also, the horse also, it doesn't matter if it's not comfortable for him. But that's what Hashem gave him to, he was given to be Mishamish Adam, that's the Tachlis. The only thing is here, I'm not 100% sure if it's the same. Because here, it's not that my use is from the animal. It's not like when I'm, you know, if the pshat was to light the spider and make him into menorah, like that could be, right? Then you're using him, right? But if the gather was that here, I'm doing something, and I'll take this animal's gonna have pain. Right? I don't know. Who says that that's included, right? You understand what I'm bothered by, right? Yeah. I don't know if that's called that he's using the animal. I don't know if that's, in other words, it could be that I'm not misusing. I don't know. So I'll tell you what I think. It's not clear. You agree? It's a little bit Shaila. It's a Shaila, no? And he says, Sabbath Chaim Deraisa. And then he says, but it's a mitzvah to say Chanukah, which the Rambam says in Dalet Yud Beis is a mitzvah chiva. Right? So I'm thinking like this. I think, look, what's the whole nidin over here? The whole nidin over here is because he wants the light outside, which is, let's say it's the most mahudadika place. Wherever there, kafi where he was, that would be the mahudadika place. So that already, I wasn't sure. Who says that you have a right to do a hiddur? And what we're saying is a suffix, at least a shayla. I mean, we'll all agree it's a shayla. So I thought that maybe it's at least he'll light inside. Right? Let him chach, let him light inside. And if he lights inside, so then he's definitely yotzei. If he lights by a window, whatever, he lights inside, so he's definitely yotzei. So who says that he has a right to go and be mitzayer this animal? When he could do be yotzei, do the inside. Get out of the shayla a little bit, right? That's what I thought. But then that's when I thought the other shayla. So who said, why talk about we just kill it? That's the other eitzah. Let him take water, right, and drown him out, right? And then already that we don't find so much that this tzav lechayim. And now I was also thinking is that might be going into the gather of use. There I need to use my box, right? So if I'm going to just light it, right, and all your day lighting it, it's going to come to a slow, painful death. So I don't know. I thought that might be together, not so simple. But if you're drowning him out because I can't use my box because Kalis isn't letting me use the box. Because there's a shiloh of Tzabah L'chaim. So now I need to use the box. The only way to use the box is to go and murder him. Right? So I was thinking that's what I told him to do. I told him to wash it out. And the Levaya left the barrier 3 days ago. That's L'chaim. That's one shiloh.
What? You didn't climb back up the water stuff?
No, no, no. The itsy bitsy. No, the whole niggin doesn't make so much sense because he came out shortly thereafter. He wasn't climbing up anything again. So that was shiloh number one. Shalom number two. But think about it, I don't know, I told you, I'm not, these are, you know, they're not fake, they're like, they're just shalos that I got. Another shalos like this, there's a bacher, two shalos that sound similar, but they're very different, I think. One shalos was, the bacher came late at night, and he didn't have oil. Came back, it was like 1 a.m, he didn't have oil. And he sees over there that there's a bacher there who has his neiris still lit. As his neighbor is still lit. Now, every part of the story is a little bit important. This story took place on Sirotskin, okay? Which at 1 o'clock at night, there definitely are some people still there. There's some people still there. You'll see why it's important in a moment. And this bucket, one bucket, you know, he has like those cups like this, you know, that. And the oil's going like, so he kind of, you know, he said, look, Maisa, I have to be Makai my mitzvah, right? Now, I don't have oil. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to start going down, I'm looking for oil, and this and that sounds okay? He doesn't have oil now. So he said, look, and this guy, look at this. He has 8 lights over here all set up. right? It's mamish, mamish. It's mistam. It's like from the Ribbono Shel Olam straight, right? So he put out all of his neiros, he put out all his fires, okay, and he relit it. He relit it with a bracha, yeah. So in the morning, he asked me, he wanted to know. You know, I said, afterward, he realized maybe it was, maybe it wasn't Yaitse. Yeah, what do you say?
Kill him.
What do you say?
Kill him.
Huh?
Kill him.
Kill him?
Put out someone else's nerves?
I think someone once upon a time put out Usher's nerves and he's still upset.
What do you say? The truth is like this. The truth is, I don't know if it makes a difference if you would put in his. I don't know if it makes a difference what you're asking if you would put in his own place. That. Either way, the voice is taking somebody else. It's my shot. Does he have a right to take the other guy's place? Half an hour. I have about four studim here. One of them is that. Let me tell you my studim. Before Svara, you have to talk halachadik. Halachadik, right? What? First, you have to talk halachadik. There's a concept in halacha known as nicha leinish lemeved mitzvah b'mamayne. Right? A person, the Gemara Pesachim says, the Gemara Bava Metzia says it, a person is happy that if you have an item, if he has an item, I have a talis, I have tefillin, I have whatever, right? So the Gemara says that meikar din, the person is happy that you should use his item, his sefer, his tefillin, because I usually have to ask for sure, so you can't just go into somebody's thing and take his. Just give me a moment. You can't go into somebody else's rishos, take his item and just use it, right? But we say when it comes to a mitzvah, so we say nicha le mitzvah. A person's happy that you should use his item without asking. That's what nice what the.
Yeah, but
say,
you can't rip Jesus, the tzol.
Let me explain. Bez Hashem. It's up to you guys. You want to? I'll sit down. I didn't prepare today. So you want to? I'll give this. You prepared. No, but so it's like this. The truth is, it's one of these gemaras that you have to know the svar of the gemara, because if you don't know the svar of the gemara, so then it's not going to go. You have to know the svar, because the gemara talks over there about tefillin. Gemara says that tefillin, people, they're not makbid on, and svarim they are. That's the Gemara Bava Metzia. Tefillin, I could go over somebody else's tefillin, take his tefillin and borrow it, and people aren't makbid. And if I care, they're happy, you should be kaib a mitzvah. That's the Gemara. Mashiach ain't svarim. The Gemara says svarim could get ripped and whatever, understand? Therefore, if I care, people aren't happy if you take their svarim. Nowadays, the Paisim says, pum faker, right? I don't want your. You know, I come to my tefillin, and it's not like Goldilocks store, and someone's been sleeping in my bed. I open up the tefillin, and I see all types of, oh my goodness, he doesn't use Head and Shoulders, oh my goodness. Right? Open up, and you see, and it's all dripping and everything. I don't want your tefillin necessarily. I don't want your on my head. I don't want that. Mashiach ain't svarim nowadays, because we have so many svarim. So if the guy writes in the sefer, you know, if you use my sefer, you will die. You will come back at a goy and a chihuahua and a dozen everything. And Lashema Aratim Loya, he also writes. So, you know, but. So then probably you can't use a safer. But if he doesn't write anything, here, give me a safer. Right? If he doesn't write anything, you know, so what's the sayer? Says, please, this is Mamish Nishiva's, got smiley faces and everything. So it doesn't say anything, so you're allowed to use it. It doesn't mean you're allowed to take it home. Right? It doesn't mean you're allowed to take it to a different country. Right? It doesn't mean you're allowed to donate it to a hospital. But I'm saying, but Lamaisa, the part is that it goes to Kafisfara. If I have a safer and I know that people are going to use it, and I don't write in it, don't use it. So then you see, Vice says he's the type of person that's not makbid, nichalei the mitzvah. That's the halacha. So, but now if you apply it over here by oil, so maybe it's the same thing. Nichalei the mitzvah, a person is happy, you should be makayim a mitzvah with his money. So I'm happy, I want that guy should get the mitzvah. What?
No way.
And he says, no way. Why no way?
But the mitzvah's still going.
He says, what do you mean? The mitzvah's still going. Here, it's a lo pashut. You know why? Okay, listen to Mishabura. Mishabura says like this. Mishabura, and as he's saying, what do you mean? I'm not happy he should be coming to get a mitzvah. It's on my cheshbon. I'm only happy I should get a mitzvah. Like if I want to daven with my tefillin, and you know, 7 o'clock in the morning, and you come and you take my tefillin at 7 o'clock in the morning, I'm obviously not happy that you should get the mitzvah when I want to daven now. And that's a good child.
What? His pursuit
menisa.
He says, what do you mean? He says it's the same pursuit menisa. Because what's the difference? It's the exact same menorah even. Right? He said, but what do you mean? If I can't, it's a maisa. He was the one that created that piercing, and it's al shmoy that he created the piercing. I'm very happy you're a mekayim. in the midst
How's
of
the guy
that,
walking outside?
But I wanted more.
Who cares whose menorah it is? The guy's walking outside, sees the lamp.
The Baisa, who's getting the I guess, in Shemayim? Who's getting the schar in Shemayim for creating that piercing? So it's true, the tachlis, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam again, but what about me? I want cash. That is, yeah. I mean, so, but listen to Mishabura. Listen to Mishabura. Come again?
Can't start for learning music.
That's like a violin. I want money. I want the. I don't want to be another Lachavera right now.
Don't you have to?
I want to be Mefarsim Menace, okay? You're all right. But the question is, which one of the? That's it. You know. Oh, that's a good joke. What's your name, son? Ruvain. If you say where the Mishabura is, I'll give you $100.
Cash or check?
Oh, okay. I don't know. I'll give you $1,000,000. All right, so I'll tell you. No, that's what I was thinking also. Right? That's what I was thinking also. Mishabura says, if you get it wrong, you have to give me $1,000.
Mishabura says, what?
Yeah, but you gotta say, Steve Cotton. Bob! So Mishabura and Tav Reish Ayin Aleph, Steve Cotton, Bob says like this.
That's what I said.
Vim yesh lay shemin betzil tzimtzum, al kol shmon yamin. He says, the guy has enough oil. He has enough oil for all 8 days. Ul chaveroi ein lay klum. His friend doesn't have anything. Motev sheyadlik bekol laila echad. It's better that every night he should light one ner, the yiteng gam lechaveroi, and let us give the rest of the oil that you have, give to your friend. So married to Kazakh. Why? Da medina yoytze with one. I said dafka when you chaver, but you chaver also you don't give to your friend a lot. You give to your friend just one and for the whole house and whatever, right? But what do you see? You see over here like this. You see that if I have oil. And I'm not going to be able now to be Makayim, the Dina of the Mahadran, and the Mahadran of the Gemara. The Gemara says that there's a Mahadran and Mahadran to light 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, whatever you're going to light. Right? I'm going to have to give up that, which is the Din Mefreshes in the Gemara, in order to give my friend to be Yaitse. That's the right thing to do. So here, it's a Kavach Haimer. Here, where my friend already was Yaitse. He was Yaitse already. Was just a moment. And the extra oil he's doing is a Chumash of a Chumash of Hidurim or whatever, which is Zichah no Shaila in the world, not a Din of the Gemara B'chlal. And so Kavachimer, in that case, I should definitely have to give my friend the oil. That's a chayr. So now that doesn't mean he has a right to come and take it. But now at least we could apply the svara. We were saying maybe you can't apply the svara of nicha le'inish, that a person is happy, should be mekayim, you're taking my item. He says, you're taking my item. I'm not so happy about it because my son losing over here. But now it's not so simple. If the chazal, the halacha tells us that this is how you're supposed to act in the first place, so very mistaber, that now I'm happy that he should get the mitzvah with my neiris.
Right?
Sorry?
So
that's a good time. He says, so fine. So all he had a right to do is like one. That's a stick of time. I was thinking that also. He only had a right to do one. But Akapanim, you can't say he made a bracha batala now. Because anyways, the bracha was called in the first place. Very good. I was thinking that also. If he really was such a tzaddik, which, you know, I don't know, I'm a sipik about the story in the first place, if he's such a tzaddik. Right? But if he was really such a tzaddik, then maybe he should have, I was thinking he should have knocked out the shamash. I think you should have knocked out the shamash, because my name is Pashas, you don't need a shamash anyways. And then you're not taking away his mitzvah anyways. Right? And you should have knocked out the shamash and made the bracha just on the shamash. That's what I was thinking. What?
And only light one.
And then light the shamash. No, just light the shamash. And light the shamash. Relight the shamash. That's what I was thinking. That's such an evil shayla, huh? You don't even know what the next one is.
Remain a scalic owner in the oil of his friend's lighting?
That's a shtick later. I could be mezake. I could steal it. I could steal it and then be mezake to him, a chalik in the oil, like Robin Hood or something. You know, like, you guys don't know what that is, but it's like a first cousin of Goldilocks. Okay, one last shot. What? Yeah, definitely has to pay. I shouldn't have to say definitely because Maisie's not losing anything.
We would have to give it to him.
Yeah, Al-Tzedakah over here, you see. I don't know if this guy's not the Tzedakah case, right? He's a different case, but he's not a Tzedakah case. So I'm not sure if he has to. Well, it's burning out anyway, so I'm not sure. Maybe it goes in together, Zenena. But you can't say over here, though, Zenena is Elichasar, because I was Chasar. I was Chasar, Hiddur of the Mitzvah. I mentioned that's why it's Rutskin, it still was going at 1 o'clock at night.
Make a bracha at 1 o'clock in Sarasa?
no one's looking yet.
If
nobody is looking. Okay, last shayla. Now I'll tell you something nice, and then I'll leave you and go back. I guess the David and Mincha This is a nice shayla. This happens over here. This happens every year I get the shayla. I happen not to have gotten the shayla this year. I'm not sure why, but every year I get the shayla. I get a shayla that someone accidentally lit the wrong menorah. Right? You know, because it's like 1,000 menorahs together. Nobody puts on somebody else's underwear for shteiter, but the menorah, that can happen, right? Because, you know, they all look alike. Right? All the Jews look alike. Right? So they all look alike. So he lit the wrong one. I get the shayla every year. Every year. So what do you say? Now, that's mamish, a major shayla. So now when he lit, that's ready. You lost a lot of the cheshbonis that we previously just made.
You mean just give him money and let him light
your? No, that's not the question. The question is, Avada, he'll just light your menorah. That's fine. The question is, were you yotzei? So you went and stole his menorah.
So when you put it down, you have to have
No, but you already lit. You did it be yisr. You're right. What to do in the tikkun of the future, fine. The question is now, did he light?
The menorah was stolen or the oil?
What?
What was stolen? The oil or the menorah?
Everything.
Say again?
The menorah?
No, he lit the menorah. He lit the menorah.
Maybe he stole. No, but the menorah, the physical aspect of the box?
No, usually the way I am. Let's deal the shayla like this. Let's make it easy. Let's stand the shayla that the two bachim set up right next to each other, and I push it like this one and not that one. And make it easy case. Right? Oh, so now he lit it already. So was he yotzei? Right, what do you guys say?
Oh, you thought he was lighting his?
Yeah, he thought he was lighting his. He's shaking. I'm not talking about like amazing. You know, some guy. Lighting his. What? No, that's not the shayla. That's not the shayla. How did the next guy? My question is, was he yotzei? Why? Why is he saying today?
He's more.
Why? He lit already. It's amazing. Literally, something is not his. I stolen property. Shaygeg is a shaygeg, but it's a shaygeg.
Why would it be?
So why is it different than the case before? Why is it different? Better or worse than the case before?
Worse. Because of the case, it's worse.
Ironically.
That's why
it's worse. The mitzvah is over. I was yaitze ready. So Zilla don't care that a person. I'm happy someone else should be yaitze with the mitzvah. Here, Hagam Avada, in a minute, he's just going to fix me up and give me something else, right? But besides, this is my mitzvah. I don't want someone taking. If you'd ask me right now, beforehand, do you care that someone should take this? I said, of course I care that someone should take this. This is my menorah.
Right.
Avada, someone will he'll say, I'll give you a different one or whatever. Like,
even
like,
if you don't say, I'll give you a different one, it's the same menorah. Who cares?
I forstay, but the person. It's mine.
I know, but if you would.
It's mine, and I wasn't yotzei
yet. You can't
look with the theoreticals of him taking care of me after. You have to look at the mindset right in front of you now. Do I want this? What?
If that was the last menorah on earth, you can't do.
No, I gotta look right now. This is my menorah. Would I want somebody else taking my menorah? The answer is no. Right? You're right. It could be. He'll fix me up if he takes it. So that's not even to the first case. So the first case was, I was yaitze ready, and this is all chumras and whatever. But I'm happier my friend should get a mitzvah than my chumra. That's the.
If the other guy lit also.
What?
If the other guy did a shagig and also lit the other guy also.
The same shayla. Same shayla.
No, because then he would be nicha.
No, but it's after.
It's lacha
maisa. No, but it's after the maisa.
If they lit the other guy's menorah at the same exact time.
Seder, but it's the same thing. Bashas Maisa, when he was lighting,
that's how a lot of shaylos come up, by the way.
There's probably mamish. That's not muchat. There's a din shalachem. I'm asking, but if I still am not lichale, he's a ganef. It's a mitzvah b'beir. Come again? No, so tefillin. The word is like this. I don't use something. My tefillin is the same tefillin unless the guy like it. But that's not. You get back.
So when you put it down, you have to make a tag. And if someone writes it,
I'm losing something. The nicha is that I have something. Nichale is mitzvah, and don't lose anything from it. He took my lulav. I don't lose anything from it. So why would I care? Here, I'm losing. I don't have this oil anymore. See, right, he's going to pay me back different oil, etc. But that's a whole different thing.
Why did a whole different thing into the case?
It's a different thing. I don't know what I'm saying. It's a different, oil. He's not giving me the same oil. I'm going to get different oil.
Who cares?
You don't have the umrah.
Right, if I were to take your menorah and give you the.
Right, guys, and guys, I say, you walked in, you prepared your oil, you this, and the guy says to you, I'm going to light yours, you light mine. You look at him like he's weird.
People care.
One sec. Is it 100% umdin gemura? No one in the world doesn't care. About the people care. He cares, right? 80% of the people don't care. 22, that's already, it's over. Once 20% of the population cares, it's no longer enough. He cares. I prepared my menorah. And then I care. But again, once there's one person that cares, your umdana is over. Right? It's an umdana. There's no umdana anymore. Once I have your... So I'll tell you like this. It's a good shayla. What? I said, so you can't. That's called Yish Shalemi Das.
I think we have
that's
to go back. We have to go back to Usher's answer. Just kill him.
Kill him. That it won't help. It won't help.
Well, Shiloh's anymore.
It won't help.
Shiloh, what he should do?
Why would he be able to?
What?
Would he be able to?
Because maybe you have a five nichalei the initial kaiyim mitzvah of a minor.
On the non-mechashven of a mitzvah.
That's the shiloh. Do we say that? Since he loses nothing, because he'll lose nothing. So what does he care? Right.
Would a guy care?
You know
what do you mean?
The shayla, let you...
Why would a guy care?
What do I say?
He rolled his own wits.
I say it's a big shayla.
He poured his blood, sweat, and tears into
it.
That's 7 o'clock
when he's going to die.
That's Avadi's makbid. Mishmur says, for sure you makbid. I also think so. The only thing is that someone told me, this is going back years, but somebody told me about 5-6 years ago that they asked the shayla of the yashiv. Rav Yashu said that it's a safek. B'shoygig, he said it's a safek because of a different cheshvin. Rav Yashu had a different cheshvin. It's just not the cheshvin. He said it depends if he moved it or not. He said if he picks up the menorah and moves it, so that might be called kinyane geneva. That's called that he did kinyane geneva. But Rav Yashu had it said that if he didn't move it b'chlal, he just lit straight. So then he didn't even do a ma'isa geneva. Right? He didn't do it. It's not called a ma'isa geneva. He did a ma'isa mazik.
Burned up your oil.
He did a ma'isa mazik. Right, but it's not a ma'isa geneva b'chlal. So it might not be called a ma'isa. It might not have taken it.
It could be it was yaitze.
But that's svar. Right? I tried to go into this a little bit, but that's svar is a svar in geneva. That's a svar in geneva. But over here, a mazik b'shoygeg. Right? So he'll be willing to pay back. He didn't do anything wrong, right? So Rav Yashiv, I heard years ago Rav Yashiv Paskin that he should light again without a bracha. Now usually when these things happen, the bracha just comes, he says, oh, messed up, and whatever. So just put it out and light again, whatever.
Okay, someone just make a bracha for him.
Come again? That definitely is what he should do. We're trying to clear, in this case, if he has to make his own bracha mamish, for sure. See, like you're doing, what you're saying is correct. If you're Rav Yashiv, it's a safek, so he should talk it light again. He should light again, but without a bracha, he should listen to his friend's bracha.
We're not going to say it's a kinik chazaka. We're not going to say it's a kinik chazaka as he's letting it show that it's mine.
Shvach. That's a question. They didn't do a ma'isa geneva. Let me misay him, Rabbi, one nice idea. One nice thing. I saw in the Maral, he says, the Maral has difficult language throughout the Sefer. He has lashayness of his own that he doesn't, it's not the regular lashayness. He keeps saying, K'moy that I explain, K'moy I explain. He has a yisayi that he takes throughout Ner Mitzvah, which the basic thing what was bothering the Maral, seemingly in a lot of places, was that in the Alanissim we make a very big deal out of the Milchamas. Like tremendous big deal out of the Milchamas. And the Neiris is like at the end, a little bit of a mention, the Neiris. And he said, but Mashenke, we know by us the Iker is the Neiris. When we light, the Iker is the Neiris. So you could have heard, it's not a fair look, because what can we do? We have no way to make a Zeicher of the Milchama. Right, what are we going to do? Right? But the Maral says that the Milchama, they could have made a mistake that the Milchamas were taka Kaychev Yaitim Yadi. Because the Maisa, they won the wars, and they were strong, and they won the war, etc. So he could have made the mistake that it's taka Kaychev Yaitim Yadi. And that we did it ourselves. So the nace of the Nair, which Abadah was a nace borrower, there's no Shaila, it was a total nace, no one's going to say that came from us. So if the Maral bozeh, the Gila ala Koil. This nace was Megala, that even the wars were taka wars that were won from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maisa,